Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. Thank you. And now for today's commentary. On March 27th, my commentary was about John McCain and his position on the issues that we care about. Today, it is Barack Obama under the microscope. And here we go, farm policy. We don't have a lot of history on Obama here. However, he said he would have voted for the farm bill that just passed. And of course, you notice John McCain said he would have voted against it. Too expensive. Trade. The strong arm of Nancy Pelosi has slammed the door on trade. I was disappointed to see Obama join in the attack on trade agreements. The Colombian and Korean free trade agreements could mean billions of U.S. farm exports. Obama wants to rewrite the North American free trade agreement. We can't be doing things like that and have any international credibility. Immigration. I don't really think John McCain and Barack Obama are very far apart on this issue. Both say close the border and a path to citizenship. Appointment of judges. Obama's judges would, without question, be more liberal than the selection of John McCain. What is even more important, with a likely Democratic Congress, they would be easily confirmed. McCain's would not. Global warming. Not a lot of difference here. Can't say I agree with either candidate. Iraq. Barack Obama wants to bring the troops home. The sooner the better. I think he really wants to see the stabilization effort through longer. But the liberal left of his party want out now. Government spending. We don't have enough money to do all the things Obama wants to do. The list is too long, too expensive to cover here. He wants to spend $150 billion on a green energy plan, $65 billion on a universal health insurance plan. And we know that's just the beginning. It will cost a lot more than that. Obama talks about change. I'm not sure I know what that means, unless he's talking about bigger government, more regulation, and more spending. If he is elected, he will have a very difficult time of uniting the country and the Congress unless he can move to the middle and ignore the loudmouth left, just as John McCain will face the same problem with his right. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.